Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What is wax off?
What we're doing.
Wash your hands.
That's a solo thing, by the way.
Stay at home.
You can do solo because you're not touching your face.
I came up with another hashtag, too, besides work on your short game.
Right.
You know, I checked into...
That's not really trending, I noticed.
No, it's not. But one of them nice putting greens.
Yeah.
I don't know if you recall when we used to go to the, we stayed at the Homewood Suites in.
Of course I do. You were putting next to that wedding in Wichita, right? That's a nice.
And you were standing in the window in your underwear.
Yeah, I was. But I forgot I had my underwear on when I was looking out the window.
This, congrats.
With my hand in my pants.
What, you thought you were naked?
Still public indecency.
Good point, please.
I meant to be naked.
But it was a really nice green that had undulations and obviously sand underneath it.
Oh, they did it. They did it right. They paid the money for that.
Yeah.
Did you check in the price of that?
And I checked on. Somebody said, hey, a buddy of mine has one of those. Would you want me to check on prices and who installed it? And I said, sure. He came, got back to me and said, yeah, you got a 10 by 30 foot green, $6,000.
Yeah.
$6,000.
And then you got to keep it maintained, right?
No, it's turf.
Oh, it's turf.
But it has undulations. You know, it's not just like a real putting on some real grass.
Plus, there's going to be turds on it from the dogs.
No, I would put it on the part of the yard.
Golf around those.
Yeah, where the dogs can't get to because there's a portion of my yard that is, the fence portion in the back. And then I have a little extra on each side. So.
But you're not getting that $1,000 check.
How
are you
so
people are not eating. You're going to spend $6,000 on
I'm not going to take out a second mortgage so I can have a $6,000 putting green. I'll sacrifice.
Good idea. That's a good idea.
And I'll just,
these are tough times, Todd. You got to sacrifice. You got to halt the construction of your that'd be cool, though, to have one.
And if I had $6,000.
You're a golfer, man. That's
if I had $6,000, I would
send
I would send $1,000 to that guy in Seattle.
All right.
You have to get a $5,000 putting green.
Yeah.
Exactly. Frank Caliendo later on. If you miss Doc Oz, he was great. Check him out. Good information from Doc Oz. If you don't want to hear from us, you hear from the doctors. Dr. Mina will call again tomorrow. Streamings at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Also, that's where the podcast is at.
I would have my daughter listen to that.
To what?
The Doc Oz.
What is she arguing with you?
Well,
now?
She doesn't listen to me.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How about your wife?
Well, that ship has sailed.
No. I mean, a wife listens to you. I mean, is your wife, is she listening to your wife? Because your wife takes
it seriously. Well, yeah, more than I do. Well, like yesterday, we told her that my wife told her that she could meet her friend at the park as long as they stay away from each other.
Right.
So then I called her when dinner was ready, and I look up and they're just like walking down the sidewalk next to each other. And I'm like, you can't.
No.
That's not how this works.
No.
And she's like, well, she doesn't have it. I'm like, well, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know that.
No, because Doc Oz just said that. You're right.
Yeah.
Because young people can carry it and be fine. And actually, everybody can carry it and be fine.
Yeah. And her, it's like anything. I could be talking about like putting a plate in the sink and she'll, it's hard to even get them to listen for 15 seconds.
Right.
So like, just listen to me for 20 seconds.
It defeats the purpose. You stay apart. You can, like I said, my daughter and her friends, they're all pretty paranoid, and they all sat in their cars about 10 feet apart on the back of their cars and talked to each other. And then she actually brought a soccer ball with her last night, and so nobody could touch it. So they just kicked it.
Yeah.
And then put it back in the car and stayed apart. But you're right. I mean, if you're telling people to stay apart, you got to stay apart.
Yeah. You know? That's it. Yeah. Period.
Yeah.
That's
it. I mean, you can be together, like you said, but stay apart.
Mm-hmm.
The same place I saw, I was just mentioning at the junior high school, I was walking around the track apart. I was with my wife, but she lives with me, so we can be closer. We're all close. And we're walking around, but we're avoiding the other two or three people on the track, but they're running and they're away from us, and I'm walking. But I saw a basketball game going on. And these guys were over 18, a bunch of them. And they're playing full court basketball and banging into each other.
No.
Posting each other up.
Yeah, post each other up. I'm thinking, well, that's not what you're doing, you know?
No, not at all.
Oh, Tyler, you're overreacting.
Well, thank you, virus denier Republican.
Well, there are any number of people who are just going about their lives as if nothing is going on.
I know.
There's a lot of people who are doing that.
They're being purposely defiant.
Exactly.
I'll show them libtards. I didn't get sick.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's what my daughter said to you. She's like, what about us? I'm like, we live together. We don't have a choice.
There's no choice. Yeah. You're right. That's there's no choice with the house, right?
No, I do see kids in the park, you know, who are meeting their buddies and they're hanging out. They're not hugging each other, but they're close to each other.
Too close to each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, but this sucks. I'm like, well, yeah, it does. But if you keep doing stuff like that, it's going to suck longer.
Yeah. And usually that's a good thing.
Yes.
Not when you talk to your daughter. Yeah, bad time to bring that analogy up.
Right. Your brother might appreciate that, but we didn't.
But I have seen a bunch of breweries.
Our buddies at Lucky Bucket
making
Omaha.
Beer, and they're making hand sanitizer.
They're getting into professionals in the medical field first, and they're going to get
One of the automakers.
Brickway does it too. Brickway's doing it.
Not halting production, but cutting down on production and making ventilators.
I know. All right.
I want to say it was Ford.
Yeah, I guess that's something
about
Ford,
too. Yeah, they're trying to.
Yeah.
The F-150 ventilator.
Yeah.
But I think we kind of
started up in your garage.
Need to take the World War II attitude here. And everybody sacrificed.
The shorter pains, the better. And actually, I heard them talking this morning on the way in on the news. I mean, the shorter sacrifice is better for the economy if it's shorter and quicker.
Yeah.
So, no, don't go to church on Easter. Speaking of holidays, Craig, what'd you hear?
Because we need to all get on the
they're showing
same
Christmas.
Page.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas music. Christmas.
Hallmark is showing Christmas movies again this weekend. They did last weekend.
Yeah, I know we're not Stop Christmas it. Guys, but that just depresses me if I turn on a Christmas movie.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'd rather watch a movie about people on the beach in the summertime, you know? That's what's coming eventually.
And then I guess there's Christmas music to be played.
And the radio stations.
Yeah.
Man, if TNT kicks in that 24-hour marathon of A Christmas Story, I'm going to lose it.
Oh, my God, that is stupid.
Because I will give that. So most of the cable, like the TNT, TBS, some of the AMC, they've been doing a good job of just putting up some good movies.
Yeah, they have.
So at least when you click on the guide, there's just, okay, I can turn that on and just put it on.
Plus, you can't have the birth of Jesus and the death of Jesus only be 2 weeks apart. That's not how it
happened. No, yeah.
That's not how it happened.
That's
am I right, Craig?
You're right.
I am not the religious guy here.
You're right.
You're not?
Nope.
Huh.
Far from it. But I do know that one's a fable about birth and one's a fable about death, and they shouldn't be close together.
And never the twain shall meet.
Never the twain shall meet, exactly, right.
It was on this date in 1953... You might remember where you were when Dr. Jonas Salk.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
I liked polio.
Ticked off the world by announcing that he had successfully tested a vaccine against polio.
Polio deniers out there at the time, I'm sure there were.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he invented autism.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He's famous for that.
Yep.
Ask Rob Schneider that.
My grandpa died of polio, so those kids shouldn't get shots. I shouldn't have anything more than he did.
Let's look ahead a year. Say we get sort of some sort of vaccine for the because they say the coronavirus will be like the flu eventually. Some might come back around, but hopefully we have a vaccine. Do people? I know this. I'm blowing in the wind here, but these idiots. Do we take them even less seriously than we ever did? Because I don't take them seriously ever. The anti-vaxxers. Do we make it illegal for them to do anything? I mean, your kids can't leave the house unless they have vaccinations. Serious.
There's after this something pandemic, to be said for that.
Yes, there is something to be said for that. After this pandemic, you can't go anywhere unless you have a vaccine.
I have seen some proposals that say you shouldn't be able to get on an airplane unless you can produce your vaccination records.
I like that.
I do, too.
I like that.
It makes sense.
I know it's regulations, but I think it's got to come to that because there's a lot of dumbass people that don't realize.
And they're still going to be around. Even after we're the pandemic.
Yeah, and I don't care if they get sick and die because they didn't get a vaccination.
Well, the kids.
But they need to realize that it passes. This goes from person to person. Yeah. This isn't just about them.
Yeah, getting on an airplane isn't a constitutional right.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
With my gun, too, by the way.
Well, doing whatever they want.
Shooting through the sides. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew. I got a sound effect.
And again, I want to tell the audience, we're not yelling at you because I think most of you are on the same page as we are. You know there's a lot of people around you who are not, and they should be, and I don't know how to reach them. I know yelling at them isn't the way to reach them.
You have to go through Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when it comes to those people, You think Wahlberg, Donnie Wahlberg goes, oh, geez, she's so freaking hot, but I get just shut up about the anti-vax, man.
Yeah. No, he just counts his Wahlberger's money.
No, he makes more money than that, other things.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, he's got time to count the Wahlberger's money.
Now he does.
He doesn't have time to count any of the other money he's got coming in.
Exactly.
That's way too much.
Right.
The Wahlberger's money, he can count that high.
Right. Yeah, he can. Because they're closed right now.
That franchise is actually expanding.
Yeah, but that's not where they're making their money.
No. No,
he's got that New Kids on the Block money.
Just a lot of money. And Blue Bloods.
Yeah. I think I saw that there. I don't know where it's. I think it was in September.
He's been a regular in Blue Bloods for 10 years.
Has
that's
he?
His brother.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I said Donnie.
Oh, you said Donnie.
Yeah, I did say Donnie.
Yeah, we're talking about Donnie.
Donnie's the one banging Jenny McCarthy.
Maybe every time she brings anti-vax up, he just brings up New Kids on the Block. He's like, remember Hanging Tough? She's like, all right, fine. Yeah. Stop.
Mark Wahlberg, his brother, has been set for life for a long time.
Oh, yes, he has.
Yeah.
I think I saw it. It was supposed to. It was. I think it's coming up in September, so it's probably still on. But New Kids on the Block and Aerosmith were playing back-to-back nights at Fenway.
Oh, because they're both
in Boston.
Both Boston bands.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And I think Extreme was opening up for Aerosmith.
Cool.
Another Boston band.
That's excellent.
But yeah, two nights in a row on like a weekend in September.
Imagine there's a concert. How about that?
Imagine New Kids on the Block can fill Fenway.
Oh, of course they can.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bunch of
are they
soap,
playing together?
No. No, that would have made me mad.
Horrible.
That would have made me mad, Craig.
No.
Bunch of soaking MILFs in that crowd though for the New Kids.
But yeah, it was a two night like Boston's, Boston's best.
Got it.
Aerosmith and New Kids on the Block.
All right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New UN report says the happiest country on earth is Finland. Third year in a row for them.
That's socialist crap. That's what they are.
Piece on Finland, and they're actually a capitalistic society.
Yeah, but they probably have health care, right?
They got the health care, and they got the education thing.
Yeah.
Well,
pussies.
From what I have read in years past, this happiness index is less a... what we think of when we say, oh, I'm happy.
No, it's contentment.
It's just being content and not having to deal with some issues like health care and education and that sort of thing.
Fingers to the bone.
Right.
There's a few things that de-stress you.
Right.
You don't have to worry about student loans. You don't have to worry if you get sick. There's a lot less anxiety in countries
like that. Yeah, socialism. Just less anxiety.
Nobody promised you you'd
safety
take
nets,
care of you.
Those sorts of things.
Right.
When I was young, penis meant a dude. That's not what we're arguing about, Grandpa.
That stuck to the tape.
We're not arguing about that, Grandpa. We're talking about Finland.
There were two genders in the iron lung.
Only. Love the Ditkas.
Well, it has been long known that women, in general, outlive men, survived by his wife, as it were. But now we have found that the same is true for other mammals. But the gap is bigger. A new study finds that wild mammals have almost a 20% longer lifespan. Researchers looked at 101 species, including whales, gorillas, elephants, lions, and bats. They found 60% of females live longer than males. One theory, they don't specifically know why, but one theory is that it's because of environmental conditions and the availability of resources.
Or is it because the dudes are paired up with women and say, that's enough? I've always heard that joke.
I'm out.
I saw that the COVID's killing men quicker than women, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Of all ages.
Yeah, I haven't seen a demographic breakdown. Yeah,
no, they said that it's going to kill more men than women. They don't know why yet.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of places.
Maybe it's the same reason.
Yeah, probably the same reason. The will to live.
Yeah.
Maybe.
A lot of places showing up and making the hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
A lot of the alcohol places, Anheuser-Busch.
What is the reasoning for that? The same vats can make it easier? They have the same chemicals?
I think the
since alcohol's already there?
The ingredients are somewhat similar, and it's easy to...
Can I get a hand sanitizer in, like, a wheat?
Maybe. We'll see.
I mean, our local breweries are
And they got
that.
The big containers, you know, so they can make it in mass.
Yeah,
I suppose you could make some...
Yeah, it's. I mean, alcohol is one of the main ingredients, so, I mean,
That's a stout. Put that in your hands.
Yeah, if you were a home brewer, you could probably, if you get the ingredients, I suppose, you could probably make your own hand sanitizer. Yeah. I was looking to see if I could make my own toilet paper. Apparently,
are you going to shave bark off a tree out back?
Yeah. That's what I start with.
That's where paper products are coming from.
Where am I going to find a loom?
I got bark.
You got bark. You got to shave it pretty thin, though.
I know.
That's going to dry. It's got to process. I've seen paper factories.
I'd probably need some woodworking material to thin it down.
Just rub your ass against a tree when you're done. Just do that. Cut out the middle.
It's almost there.
But as somebody just pointed out to me on the phones, too, it is kind of disturbing to think that the beer that you drink is just that close to hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't take much to just go, now let's make hand sanitizer instead.
Just take out the hops and it's hand sanitizer?
I guess, okay. Yeah.
That's why we get buzzed on it.
Kind of alcohol.
Yeah. But don't alcoholics that can't find booze drink that kind of down hand sanitizer?
That,
Yeah,
and kids are getting sick because of it.
Yeah.
There's going to be hand sanitizer snobs now.
Yeah, there is. We call that puss.
Yeah, I only use the small batch hand sanitizer.
Can I have a hint of peanut butter in my hand sanitizer?
We got a couple, where you at, what you hauling, if you want to get to those.
Sure. Where you at?
What you hauling? This is Raymond. He's driving food and essentials to Las Vegas accounts for a distribution company. Be safe out there. Where you at? Wash your hands. What you hauling? He's got the right attitude. And Clark says, hey guys, welcome to the prestigious Essential Club. I'm down at Corpus Christi hauling FedEx packages for all your toilet paper, self-pleasuring, and supply needs.
Oh, good.
Self-pleasure.
That's Clark.
He toilet just paper. Knows there's a bunch of dildos at the back.
It's what, toilet paper and dildos?
Yeah.
In the morning. Where you at? What you
hauling? And earlier today, we expressed gratitude for people who work in the truck stops. To help these guys out.
Right.
Give them their fuel, give them their shower.
And it turns out that most essential personnel, or I should say a lot of essential personnel, are among the lowest paid.
Absolutely.
Among us and in the food chain.
Yeah.
Speaking of dicks, speaking of people that are dicks on the email, like 2 days ago somebody said, stop sharing your essential personnel, it's not funny.
Oh, it is.
Well, it is. Yeah. And it's like, God, that's what...
We're mocking ourselves here.
That was like 2 days into the bit. And the guy said, I'm just tired of you guys saying that. The bit's not funny. I said, yeah, 2 days.
Like, I better get used to it, dude.
But he's a listener.
He ain't got a few more weeks of this.
He's a listener. That's why we're joking about it.
No.
Nobody thinks it's funnier than us.
It's hilarious.
Is that we're essential?
I never thought I would be deemed that.
I mean, there are medical professionals in garbage bags in New York City trying to keep people alive.
You see,
that's essential.
Is he writing emails to a guy who stocks shelves in a grocery store?
No.
Because that guy is indeed essential.
No, but he doesn't listen to that guy. Yeah. He listens to us, but he was so bad. Like, literally, it was 2 days ago. Stop saying this, the bit's over.
And that couldn't be the first time he was mad about it. He's got to build up to being mad. Man, if they say it one more time, I'm emailing those guys.
You're essential, and I'm not.
Yeah. Call our boss. Shut up. He doesn't care either, by the way.
We are.
Our boss doesn't care. He's got bigger fish to fry.
He's essential personnel, too.
Yes, he is.
Apparently.
And he thinks that's funny, too.
Yeah.
Nick Allen's essential personnel. For that YouTube guy that hates you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick is essential. That guy's not.
That could be the basis of his hate.
He's representing the silent majority.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.